From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A lesbian couple in Utah will retain custody of their 9-month-old foster daughter, at least for now. As Whitney Evans of member station KUER in Salt Lake City tells us, a judge previously had ordered the baby girl to be removed from the couple's home.
Utah Juvenile District Court Judge Scott Johansson made the order based on research that he says shows that children are more emotionally and mentally stable when raised by a mother and father in the same home. Although Johansson declined to cite specific studies, the order gave the Utah Department of Child and Family Services 1 week to remove the baby from the care of married couple Rebecca Pierce and April Hoagland and place the child in a home with a new family. On Friday, Johansson rescinded that statement. A court hearing is scheduled for December 4th, where DCFS will have to prove it's in the best interest of the child to remain with Pierce and Hoagland. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Evans in Salt Lake City.
The CDC estimates that 48 million people in the U.S. every year are sickened from foodborne diseases. Now the Food and Drug Administration has issued new rules intended to ensure that fresh produce is safe to eat. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, the agency has been working on this for 5 years.
The new rules cover farmers who grow fresh produce here in the U.S. and abroad. Earlier drafts of the rules were controversial. Small farmers complained that some of the requirements, for instance, for testing of irrigation water, were onerous and costly. These final rules contain compromises on some of those requirements. A separate FDA rule covers food importers and requires them to make sure that foreign food suppliers are also operating safely. The FDA wants to inspect farms in the U.S. and abroad to enforce the regulations, but to do that, it will need more money from Congress. Dan Charles, NPR News.
The Israeli military is searching for a suspected Palestinian attacker who shot and killed an Israeli man and his 18-year-old son today in the West Bank. From Jerusalem, NPR's Emily Harris reports that this attack echoes one that for many Israelis triggered the recent surge in violence.
This man and his son were with other family members in the car when they were killed. That was the case also 6 weeks ago when several Palestinian men shot and killed an Israeli settler couple in front of their children. 13 Israeli Jews have been killed by Palestinians and 80 Palestinians by Israeli forces in the recent rise of violence.
Little sign of inflation last month as prices charged by farmers, manufacturers, and other producers fell. For the second month in a row, the Labor Department reports producer prices down 0.4%. Relatively low wages have retailers keeping prices down, which in turn is suppressing inflation. On Wall Street, the Dow down 189 points. This is NPR. A Pennsylvania court has ruled that a former assistant Penn State coach convicted of child sexual abuse should get his pension back. As Ben Allen from member station WITF reports, Jerry Sandusky will now collect about $4,900 a month.
The state retirement system had stripped Sandusky of his pension because of his criminal convictions in 2012. But the state's Commonwealth Court says he should get the monthly payout because he wasn't a state employee when he sexually abused 10 boys. The ruling supports the argument that Sandusky was a consultant and not a de facto Penn State employee. Sandusky officially retired in 1999. The judges also ordered the board to pay back interest. Sandusky, who's now 71 years old, is currently serving 30 to 60 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Ben Allen in Harrisburg.
355,000 cans of SpaghettiOs Original are being recalled in the U.S. by Campbell's Soup due to a possible choking hazard. Pieces of red plastic, part of the can's lining, were found in a small number of the 14.2-ounce cans. The cans included in the recall have a date of February 22, 2017. A potential steering failure has led to the recall of more than 256,000 Kia Soul compact SUVs in the U.S. The recall covers certain Souls from the 2014 through 2016 model years. Kia says the adhesive that holds steering gear parts together may not be strong enough and the parts can separate. I'm Louise Schiavone.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.